Hello, I'm Sandy Brown Jensen, and this is Viz City.
And I'm Terry Way. Today we're going over to the University of Oregon campus here in Eugene, visiting the Jordan Snitzer Museum of Art, looking at a show called The Long Now. It is put together by the U of O Fine Art faculty members. There are 22 people in this. What'd you think, Sandy?
Well, installation art are us, Terry. I began to interact with the conceptual art right away. Carla Bengston has an installation art in collaboration with Amazonian leafcutter ants. It's this really complicated study in human and non-human systems of knowing and their possible intersections. That's a quote, so you can check me. I believe it was a painting that was reproduced as inkjet prints, and then they were spread out on the jungle floor. Okay, so there's pictures that show these things spread out on the jungle floor. And then there was a video camera held on it, and the video footage is right there, so you can see live in person leafcutter ants crawling around on the art, on the jungle floor, parading by with their little cut leaves in the air. I think that's cool. What do you think?
I didn't spend much time looking at that one.
Oh, my goodness.
Well,
it was complicated. You know, when you start interacting ants and human, you have to spend some time, buddy.
Right. I guess so. I'll take your word for it. Well, I went in with a bit of a bias, I must admit. I do have a degree from this department. I got it like in 89, which is like forever ago. The whole conceptual movement was not alive and well then, as it is now. And I have a lot of trouble with the conceptual art idea.
Now, Terry, you really have to come up to date. You know, I was at the Paris Museum of Modern Art in 2001, and I was very privileged to see a similar multi-stage installation of deep-fried skateboards, and this was equally as edifying.
Okay, I'll take your word for that one, too.
Would you like to hear about something else I saw at the show?
Yes, well, I wanted to say just that I did think there were two bright spots, two hopeful places in the show.
Ants are always hopeful, Terry.
And this was by a photographer, Terry Warpinski, and she has photographs of borders. It's called Surface Tension, and her photographs are of the U.S.-Mexican border and the Israeli-Palestinian border, and they just show interesting things going on there. And this is a case of a photographer taking photographs that are in focus, and you recognize them as photographs as opposed to some other ones in this show.
Another photographer I enjoyed was Craig Hickman, who photographs derelict signs against moody gray skies, like one sign that says gene pool against this chaotic energy of an incoming storm. It's a story of all humanity is implied, and I really did like his work. Well, Colin Ives also has an ant installation. It's called The Beautiful Isle of Somewhere. Now, see, the viewer, I don't think you did this. You have to go stand in the spotlight. And then you hear the recorded strains of the UO Gospel Choir. And then you get to watch in real time the painstaking and methodical consumption of a yellow lollipop by ants. So with a presumably straight face, we are told that the ants are a moral cipher, a positive industriousness, carrying out an increasingly grisly, the lollipop is grisly, keep that in mind, a task to the strains of hopeful emancipation from pain and labor in a meditation on the heights and limits of personal and cultural agency. And, you know,
it sounds more like you were at the Natural History Museum.
Like to watch ants eating lollipops. It made me hungry.
Okay. Well, my other...
What was your other favorite
my
thing?
My other favorite thing was paintings by Ron Graff. And I know Ron's work from beautiful still lives, very naturalistic kind of things. And these are two very large abstract pieces.
Oh, they're gorgeous.
They were colorful, textural, and they were a welcome piece of color in this whole show. I found the whole show to be very monochromatic.
Well, the ants were holding green
well,
leaves.
That's true.
Come on.
That's true. And then what about the big white shark in the middle?
There was a huge shark in the middle of the floor made out of what appeared to be packing foam.
Right, styrofoam.
I'm pretty sure I saw something similar in my eighth grade science fair, but I may be mistaken. This seemed a lot artier.
This one was by Michael Salter, the big shark, and it's a big one. It must be 30 feet long.
That's a lot of packing foam.
Well, again, we are talking about the show called The Long Now. It's at the Jordan Schnitzer Museum of Art, and it does go until April 8th.
It's a lot of fun.
Anything else you want to comment on?
Well, I'd say don't miss it.
All right. There will be some gallery talks. There's a talk on the 29th of February, March 7th, and April 4th. I would check with the museum for those exact times.
I'm Sandy Brown Jensen.
This has been VizCity. I'm Terry Way.